Earthly conditions continued in spirit life. An illustration. External surroundings produced by mental conditions. Materialistic scientists in spirit life. The dawning of spiritual light. The liberal-minded scientist. Contrasted causes and effects. The simply intellectual. Cheerlessness of a want of spirituality. Blending of the spiritual and intellectual. Happiness derivable only from within. The human nature of spirits. Right and wrong states of contentment. Chapter 14. Our cooperative societies. Earthly reforms originate in spirit life. Divisions of spirit. Mission of labor. Woman suffrage. The Indians. Peace arbitration. Heredity. An organization of spirits for the elevation of Earth's inhabitants. Care and protection of mediums. Development of new mediums. Our cooperative society. What constitutes membership, its plans, purposes, and influence. Part 2nd. Chapter 15. Introductory. A Spirit May. The Council of the Flowers. For the Little Ones, poem. Who Can Tell, poem. Work, poem. To My Sister Genevieve, poem. Grandma's Pet, poem. Two Birdies, poem. Evening, poem. The Awakening of the Flowers, poem. Baby Nelly, poem. A Happy New Year, poem. Snowdrops, poem. An Evening Song, poem. Children, poem. Snowflakes, poem. Chapter 16. A Story for the Children. Chapter 17. The Children of the Summerland. Chapter 18. Little Betty and Others. Chapter 19. Golden Nest and Other Places. Heavenly Love, poem, part 3rd. Chapter 20. John Critchley Prince. His Experiences in the Spirit World. I Come to Thee, poem. Heart Treasures, poem. And He Will Make It Plain, poem. Down by the Sea, poem. Coming Home, poem. A Friend's Advice, poem. The Welcome Angels Give. Chapter 21. My Life and Experiences on Earth. Chapter 22. My Life and Experiences in the Spirit World. Chapter 23. The Poet's Council. Chapter 24. A Visit to Robert Burns. Chapter 25. My Spiritual Work. Transcriber's Notes. 1. Silently corrected obvious typographical errors and variations in spelling. 2. Retained archaic, non-standard, and uncertain spellings as printed. 3. Enclosed italics font in underscores. End of the Project Gutenberg ebook, Life and Labor in the Spirit World, through Mary T. Longley. Text copied from Gutenberg.org at 17th of January, 2026. Rune A. Tilda Sedilla.